From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Cassidy Arena. The Columbia Boone County Department of Public Health and Human Services is hosting a free online program to help smokers quit. KBIA's Julia Bauer has more.
The program targets college-age students addicted to e-cigarettes, but anyone over the age of 18 is able to join. As the Juul and other e-cigarette devices rise in popularity, Michelle Scheichels, the public health promotion supervisor with the department, believes that this program is more important now than ever.
It is particularly important right now because we have an e-cigarette epidemic. Nicotine is very addictive, and so individuals are not always able to quit on their own. So it's very important and timely that we're providing the service at no cost.
The program will run for 6 weeks every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. beginning today, April 9th. I'm Julia Bauer, KBIA News.
The Columbia School Board has approved an updated policy regarding district retirees and background checks. The Columbia Missourian reports the board will run extensive background checks on current and former employees. The district will then have to notify the state if any employees have committed a crime related to their position in the district. The background check guideline also applies to volunteers within the district. The updated policy brings the district into compliance with state law. Missouri parents with unvaccinated children say they are discriminated against at schools and doctor's offices. Betsy Smith has more.
Representative Lynn Morris proposed a bill to a House Health Committee Monday afternoon to prohibit what is described as vaccine discrimination for children who have received exemptions from vaccinations for medical reasons and religious beliefs. Morris, who was a pharmacist, says he is not against vaccines, but rather for safe vaccines.
We want everyone to have the right to choose. I think that most people will go ahead and continue to vaccinate their children.
Morris says county health departments and physicians should respect the rights of those who do not want to vaccinate their children. From Jefferson City, I'm Betsy Smith.
Missouri Representative Sam Graves is pushing for a delayed deadline for those affected by flooding to file taxes. Graves announced yesterday he asked the Internal Revenue Service for an extension on filing returns or a delay on any late penalties for flood victims. Graves says since the government did not declare the flooding a natural disaster, there was no reprieve on filing taxes. As of right now, there has not been an official request for federal disaster assistance. I'm Cassidy Arena, KBIA News, Columbia.